Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are,
because of who you are, I give you glory.
Because of who you
because
are,
of who you are, I give you praise.
Oh, because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Lord, I worship you
because of who you are. You are
my Jireh.
You're my provider. Done, but who you are,
who you are, I give you praise.
Because
of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, I'm glad it's another day. I thank him for keeping us. I thank him for the joy of the Lord as our strength in this last hour. I thank him for keeping us closed in our right mind. Blood running warm in our veins, activities of our limbs. We take nothing for granted on today. Take nothing for granted on today. So much going on around about us. We got so much to thank him for. There used to be a song, I got so much to praise the Lord for. I got so much to praise the Lord for. Woke me up this morning, started me on my way. I've got so much to praise the Lord for. And I can truly say we all have so much to thank the Lord for. Thank him today. And I thank him. It is now after 2 o'clock in the morning. I thank God for went to sleep and he woke me up early, you know. The word of God said, early will I seek thee, O Lord. Oh, yes, early will I seek thee, O Lord. As we can see, time is winding up and Jesus is soon to come. And he said, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm. And that is what I want to do, is blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm. And no matter what is going on in your life, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that sound will get your attention. The sound of the trumpet blowing, everybody here gonna turn. Everybody gonna stop. And I thank God for that on today. I thank him that the joy of the Lord is my strength. I thank him for my family, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. You, and you on today. I thank God. I thank him. I pray that he will continue to think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay. I pray that you will continue to listen. The word of God says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. We are supposed to be the church, his true church, his body. We are the church, not the building, but we ourselves are to be holy, set apart for Christ, for him to live inside of us and to show Christ being the light in the midst of darkness. And we are certainly living in some dark days, some dark times. We're living at a time like never before, where right is wrong and wrong is right, and good is evil and evil is good, bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter. We're living in that time. But I just thank God that Jesus said he's the light of the world, and we're supposed to be shining. We're to be light. We're to be light. We're to spread the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ in this last hour. But as I said, so many things that has been, you know, targeting our lives in this last hour, because the enemy know he's running out of time. I pray that we can speak a word and change people's lives in this last hour. I plead the blood of Jesus over you. I plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. I plead the blood of Jesus over all unrighteousness. We speak the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We here in America need the blood of Jesus. We need to repent and turn from our wicked ways. And the word of God said he will hear and he will heal us. Oh, yes. He will hear. And we will hear from heaven. He will forgive our sins and cleanse the land. This land needs cleansing. Oh, yes. So So we just thank him on today. Minister to us all in a special way. In Jesus' name we praise. Think through my mind, speak through my lips. Use me for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. I tell you, so much going on, as I always say, from day to day. But he kept us another day. This is after 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah. But he kept us. Oh, yes, he's keeping us. Oh, yes. So many, you know, going astray and walked away. But he's kept us. He's keeping us. And I thank him for it on today. As I continue to say, I thank him for you, you, and you. I pray that the blindness will come off your eyes and your ears would be unstopped, that you could hear ye the word of the Lord. That's what he wants us to do. All of us, no matter red, yellow, black, or white, he wants us to hear the word of the Lord, because there's life in his word. Oh, yes, for everyone. He said he sent his word and healed them all. The word of God is for us all. No matter where you come from, no matter who you are, the word is for us. And it works. The word work. If you work the word, it'll work for you. Yes. I thank him on today. Today, we will talk about bitterness. Each week, I'll be like, Lord, okay. What would you have for me to talk about? Because there's so much going on. And we as a body of Christ, and we as a nation, a sin-sick nation, we have got to get it right. And the only way we can get it right is through the word of God. I mean, for everything that happens in our life, God's got an answer. I don't care what it is. I don't care what sin you're in. I don't care, you know, what you've done, where you've been. You know, we all have sin. We've all have sin. We were born in sin. That's why we have to be born again. We all were born in sin with the sin nature. That's why we have to be born again. And the only way we can be born again is through God's word. The word of God's own thing will change you. It will save you. It will deliver you. It will keep you. It will protect you. God's word is the safest place in the whole wide world to be. It's in his word. His word is his will. We want to be in the will of God. Well, get in his word. His word is his will. God's will is his word for our lives. He teaches us how to walk, how to talk, how to live right, how to, you know, to live here while we are on this journey. This is a journey, y'all. Life is a journey. Oh, yes. Life is a journey for all of us, rich or poor. It don't matter. The word works, and it's for us all. He that has an ear, let him hear. As I said, we're going to talk about bitterness because, see, a lot of this stuff, these spirits, you don't understand, but these spirits can hinder us. And we in this nation, I'm telling you, this nation that have forgotten God and forsaken God, and we've done all sorts of things. We brought in all sorts of things into this nation. You know, and I've been talking about bitterness and hatred and backsliding and, you know, and adultery and, oh my God, so much occults and witchcraft in America and all this stuff, you know, have opened up doorways for America to get off track and get away from the things of God. Our morals and our principles and everything has changed. We're no longer walking the way God would have us to walk. And in order for us to walk right, we got to get right. We got to get into his word. His word will teach us how to walk right, talk right, live right, think right, and do right. And we have to do it until he come. We are the clay. He's the potter. He molds us and he makes us and he shapes us the way he wants us to be. if we will let him. If you just let him, come on and try him. I mean, people today, they think they God. They say, in so many words, people say they God. And if we're God, then you won't need God. And that's the trick of the enemy, to forsaking you away from God. Me and my daughter was talking today, and I was telling her, I said, you know what? A lot of time, because this nation, people going after money. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. God wants to have things, but he don't want us the things to have us. But people are doing it backwards. Everything is backwards. They're walking backwards. We turned away from God, and we're walking all kinds of ways. You know, where we're supposed to be seeking God, we're seeking things. We're seeking fame, fortune, name, and games. That's what you're seeking, trophies, and all these things that we're not to seek after. We're to seek after God's word. But when prosperity came in, it turned this world upside down. America went crazy. They got their eyes off of God, and we start seeing money coming to us. And Lord have mercy, people have so much money now. So if you got so much money, that's why the Bible says it's hard for a rich man, because you got so much money and you seeking money and fame and a name, you ain't gonna seek after God. You ain't gonna pull on God, because you feel like you're God, and that's the trick of the enemy. Because you think you got everything, you feel like you don't need God. People got so much money till they feel like they are God themselves. And if you feel like you're God, you're not going to call on God. You ain't going to feel like you need God. You're going to think you God yourself. And I was talking to my daughter, even people say it sometimes. You know, I was talking to a person, and it kind of disturbed me. But I was talking to someone, and they were just so sure about what they were saying. And they were saying, you know, I'm not worried about this person, because, see, they're going to be fine because I see it so. I said, oh my God, because I see it so. They didn't say because the Lord said so. They said because I see it so. That's a terrible place to put yourself, to think that you are the reason why anybody can make it or take it, and it's going to be fine because you see it so. Oh my God. We're not God. We didn't create anything. We have not created no human being. But it's just like this. America is off. Their focus is so off until people think they're God now. You really actually think you're God? It's sad. It's sad. Never think that you're God. Pride goes before the fall. People can have so much pride and just think, you know, it's all about them, and just think, you know, whatever I say. Oh my God. No, it's whatever God says. I mean, because if he don't come by and blow the breath or keep the breath of life running in your vein, and I mean your body, that you can breathe and the blood running warm in your vein, you'll be a dead person. There's life in the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's important. The blood. Life is in the blood. And also, we need to read our word every day. But if you so, you know, you got so much and you think you God and money coming to you now and prosperity, I'm just so prosperous and I'm traveling here and I'm traveling there and I can buy this and I can buy that. People not focusing on God. You're not focusing on God. You're focusing on yourself and what you can do and what you can get. And that's what the enemy wants. That's what he did when he took Jesus up to the high pinnacle and offered him all the things of this world. Oh, you know, I give you all this. I give you mansions. I give you houses. I give you cars. I give you all this if you just bow down and worship me. And people don't understand, when you worshiping yourself, self-love and you know, and just selfish. And it's all about you, you know, and you know, and the more money you get, the more you want, and not seeking after God and not seeking after His word. And the Bible said, give us our daily bread. Daily bread. That's the word of God. It's your daily bread. Give us our daily bread. You need to read God's word. The Bible said the man should not live by bread alone. That means not just physical bread, not just you eating physically will keep you, but spiritually. Your spirit. You need to read the word of God. Give us our daily bread. So not only do you read, excuse me, not only do you eat physically food, bread, and, you know, meat and all that, but your spirit. And that's why America has gotten off. Our spirit, we're feeding it everything but God. We're feeding our spirits everything but God. We're going after everything but God. You're going after what you see others, covenants in America. We're going after everything at any cost. If we had to try to use witchcraft against somebody and manipulation and domination and, you know, and control, whatever we can do, that's what the enemy will tell you to do. But we here at the Ready Church want to tell you, please get back to the word of God. We're running out of time. I just lost a family member on yesterday. Young lady's only 42 years old. Her and my daughter grew up together. My daughter was born April. She was born in May. And they always kept in contact. And my daughter, you know, matter of fact, she had just texted my daughter the other day and told her to give her a call. And my daughter never got a chance to call her back. She got so busy. She's at work and stuff. She didn't call her back. So, and my cousin died. So it was kind of disturbing to my daughter because she wondered what did my cousin want to say to her when she would never know now. But God know, you know, and she was there for her. So, you know, I told her, I say, there's nothing we can do to change things now. You know, she might have gonna tell her that she was sick, you know, and what was taking place with her. But anyway, only God knows. You know, we got to release it. You know? So anyway, I just thank God this morning. I just thank Him for keeping all of us, y'all. We're so blessed. We're so blessed. We're going to get into the word of God. I mean, because I could just tell you so many things that take place from one day to another. You know, that's happening around us. But God is still keeping us. Still keeping us. So I said we're going to talk about bitterness, you know, and the reason I said bitterness because you got to know your enemy. See, the devil use anything, bitterness, resentment, anything to get you focused off from God, God's word. When these spirits and stuff come and attack you, you know, you get bitter because, see, bitterness, after bitterness, hatred. And that's what the devil wants. He want people to be bitter. You hear people talk about, you know, I was hurt in church and I was hurting on my job and I was hurt here and hypocrites here and hypocrites there. Well, there are hypocrites everywhere. The hypocrites ain't going back to church. Excuse me, I ain't going back to church because there are hypocrites in there. Well, there are hypocrites in the grocery stores. You're not going there. You ain't going to eat no more. There are hypocrites everywhere. Just don't you be one. You know, don't you be a hypocrite. You know, so there are all sorts of things that the enemy try to use to keep us away from God's word. We need to get back into our Bible. You know, because I'm telling you, all this new age stuff and people doing whatever they want to do in the church and saying whatever they want to say in the church. And, you know, it's loose living. And that's not what God says. And that's not what He requires. He said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. You know, holiness is a lifestyle. is to be separated from the world. The world's way of doing things, cussing, fussing, and all this kind of stuff that people are doing now. They going back to my oldest but good, and going back to drinking, going back to smoking. You can drink, you can do everything with this God that people have today. You know, say out with the old, in with the new. Well, God ain't doing nothing new. He said, I'm still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We better need to get back to God's word. So you can know the word and just not saying in and everything that people are saying and doing today. And saying it's okay. You can live any kind of lifestyle. Walk around with your hair sticking straight up on your head, holes in your clothes. I mean, just disrespecting God's house. Just, you know, God doing a new thing. Now you don't have to dress up and honor his house. You just come in a kind of way. You know? Well, you can come in a kind of way, but you won't stay that way. You know what I'm saying? This is an order for the church today. Don't dress up, look any kind of way. Holy jeans, breasts out, everything out, and we can respect God that way. No, that's disrespect and disrespect and our honor to God, to Almighty God. I mean, you can't go to school. You can't go to restaurants and places, and even school. And certain places you can't go dressed any kind of way. But see, the enemy have put a spell over the church, over the house of God, that you can come any kind of way and stay that way. You can bring in and everything in God's house now. Everything is acceptable. Everything that God called abomination, everything he requires now, no longer he requires, according to the New Age pastors. Now he requires that you can come in his house and cuss over the pulpit and people in awe. Did he really say that? Did he just cuss and feel like it's okay? But years ago, when your children would do it, you would smack them in the mouth, or say that's bad. But now everything that was bad is good. Lord, even down to little babies twerking. I heard T.D. Jakes say at Ed Young's church, he told his wife to stand up. He said she still can twerk, y'all. And the whole church just went up laughing. I don't think it's funny. I think it's with disrespect to God and God's people and his house. See, anything goes now. They come in and they put a spell. The Bible says in Galatians, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? I mean, who have tricked you from God's word, from the truth, that you no longer got to stand for truth? Now y'all can just say anything, do anything. Y'all got line dance lines and soul train lines and all this stuff in God's house. Y'all doing seminars. I mean, people coming in the church with Afro wigs and different colors and wearing those stack heels from way back when you wore in the club. And oh my God, just turning God's house into a playhouse. God is not house is not to be played, and he's not to be played. Blaspheming God's name and doing in and everything. Tyler Perry and all them with Jake's help bring in Tyler Perry into the church. Cross-dressing in the church. Mocking his aunt and all this kind of stuff, talking about, you know, and cussing with a gun. Brought in all this filthiness in God's house, and Tyler Perry got rich off the church. Off the filthiness. The enemy used them to come in and destroy the church. Look at the church. Another one that T.D. Jakes helped destroy the church, Steve Harvey. God's not through with me yet. And Steve Harvey was one of the ones that said, I don't know why y'all asking me to come. Y'all already know what I'm about. You know about my mouth. So the devil was saying right then, why y'all inviting me? You know I cuss. But see, we okayed all this stuff now. Till we brought in joking and laughing. And you stop praying and you start laughing. And the devil used that to take people away from truth. You stop praying and start laughing. And the devil really was laughing at the church, how he tricked the church to get y'all focused off of prayer and praise and deliverance and worship and to laughing and blaspheming in God's house. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame. How everything that was wrong is now right, and we brought it in God's house, and people just can just do whatever. Everybody on Facebook got on pajamas and all this kind of stuff, taking pictures in pajamas, and pajamas always were meant for the bed. Now you wear pajamas in the street, going to the grocery store. People got on pajamas and got rags on their head, bonnets on their head, just bedroom shoes on their feet. Oh, my God. What a sick nation we have become. Morally declined. Morally declined. And you go up on Facebook and Instagram. Instagram just look like you looking at porn. It's a shame. It's a shame. And it's all in the name of Jesus. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame. To blaspheme God's name in such a way. He said they crept in. These devils crept in. Unaware. Woman power loose. Now look, everybody loose. Man's power. Now man think he God. Well, no man or woman has power without God. We can't do nothing apart from him. You are nothing. You can't do nothing. We cannot do nothing. You can move, you can breathe, you can do anything. You can walk, you can move, you can do nothing without God. If he said you can't move today, you can be walking 1 minute and the next minute you can't walk. You can be talking 1 minute, next minute you can't. Things happen so fast. People, have you seen how people's lives change instantly? Football players and stars, they think they stars or whatever, how their life changed. Making plans, everybody making plans for themselves. If we got a plan without Christ, you're going to plan to fall and to fail. He wants to get back to biblical principles, y'all. God's way is the best way. He said he send you blessing. Deuteronomy 28 talks about the blessing. And Deuteronomy 28 and 15 talks about the curse. So they're a blessing. He'll bless you no matter where you're at, in the city or in the country. That's what the Bible says. And then he said he'll curse you if you don't obey. We got to obey God. This nation is like it is because they disobeyed God. It's a rebellious nation. And the Bible says rebellion is as a form of witchcraft. And that's what we're seeing today. Spells everywhere. There's been a spell cast over America. Got migrants in. They living in the airports and in the police station and bus stations. You look it up. They everywhere. They just bringing in people. Just bringing in people. Yeah. A nation without walls. We have no standards now. No walls. No protection. In and everything goes. Oh, America. America, repent. I'm telling you. Bitterness came in. This nation got bitter. They got bitter. No longer wanted truth. They got bitter. Take prayer out. I'm mad. Take prayer out. I'm mad. Take commandments out. And when you take everything out that was good, because the Bible says his house should be called a house of prayer. And now we ain't praying. And when you ain't praying, anything where prayer is taken out of, the devil come in and devour you. Destroy you. His goal is kill, steal, destroy. Kill, steal, destroy. That's his goal for your life, for all of our lives. Is to kill, steal, and destroy your life. And those that's been in Christ, you know, he wants you back. The devil wants you back, and he'll use anything. He'll dangle something before you before your life and before your eyes, you know, to get your eyesight off of Christ. It's like a, you know, a carrot, swinging a carrot before a bunny, a rabbit. Mm-hmm. And that's what the devil does. He's put things in front of you. You got to know how to resist. Resist the temptation. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. You got to know how to run when the enemy send you stuff. Like I said, those that he don't have, he want your back. Those are the ones that gave their life to the Lord. And the ones who never gave your life to the Lord, he wants to keep you. He wants to keep you in the dark. He wants to keep the blinders over your eyes. He wants to keep your ears stopped up. But God's word will pull the scales off your eyes and unplug your ears. And you will say, I once was blind, but now I see. I once was in darkness, but now I'm in light. When darkness comes, light goes off. But when light comes, darkness leaves. They can't stay in the same place. So either you're going to be in the light or you're going to be in the darkness. But there is the choice is yours. Your choice is yours. But like I said, all this stuff happened because of bitterness. This nation got bitter because, you know, man wanted to run things. And he got tired of what God's word say. And it said, now it's my word. It's my word. It's my will. You know, the famous, you know, rich ones of the earth want to control everything, Rockefeller and Bilderberg and all them, you know, the ones who got all the money, you know, and Rupert Murdoch. There's so many of them. So they feel like they bitter. They bitter with God, out with God, New Ages, out with God. We're going to do it our way. We're going to have a new world order. New world order, that means get out the old. You got to get rid of the old in order to bring something new. You don't put no new wine in an old bottle. Oh, my God. That's what the Bible says. Well, anyway, bitterness, y'all. Bitterness. If you bitter, oh, let it go. Let it go. Bitterness is your enemy, y'all. Bitterness is your enemy. People are so bitter with people. They said they did something to them and they won't forgive and they won't forget. And, you know, I'll never forgive and I'll never forget. And, oh, my God, bitterness. Bitterness is your enemy. Proverbs 14:10 says, the heart knoweth his own bitterness. And a stranger do not intermingle with joy. Don't interrupt joy. Come on, y'all. The Bible here is talking about bitterness. Bitterness starts in your heart, y'all. Who are you resenting right now? I mean, what has taken place in your life that you're so bitter that you don't want to be better? And the only way you can be better is through God's word. You got to forgive. Come on, search your heart today. These are some evil days, some evil times, you know, and we running out of time, you know, and the devil knows that because, see, he bound for hell. Hell was meant for Satan. And those demons, it won't meant for you. He already know his fate. He know his end is hell. But it don't have to be yours. Because we got a choice to either make heaven or hell our home. And hell was not meant for you. Heaven was. But people going to hell because of the decisions they making, the choices they making. Hell is a real place, y'all. A literal real place. You don't believe that? With all these gruesome crimes. Where you think these people going? To heaven? With these gruesome crimes? The Bible said all unrighteousness is sin. We got people being beheaded. We got people putting people in the refrigerator and freezer. Chopping them up. Putting babies in the microwave. saying we put them in a crib, putting people in the trash. Sisters are killing her sister. An older sister killing her baby sister, chopping her up, putting her in the trash. We got people raping, killing people, shooting. I mean, a person say they love a person, and instead of letting them go on and move on with their life, they shooting them 10 and 20, 100 times. That person that you say you love, that's evil. That's wicked. That's a spirit, y'all. Bitterness came in. Bitterness come in. You want to kill a person that you say you love. People killing a whole family. Innocent babies being killed, being raped and killed by their own mother and father. Women rape boys, and just like men rape girls. Abortion, killing innocent babies, don't have a choice of life and death. We got fires all in California, everywhere, all around cities. We got floods. Come on, y'all. Earthquakes in diverse places. Oh, my God. We got a lot going on. And y'all think hell ain't real? With all this wickedness, come on. I'm trying to get you to wake up and shaking yourself. Wake yourself out of your slumber, out of your sleep. Come on. Let the scales fall off your eyes. Come on. The handwriting's on the wall right in your face. Just imagine a wall with a big sign up there saying, you know, the handwriting is on the wall. Can't you see? Bitterness bring hatred, y'all. Watch the company you keep. Everybody kissing you don't love you. Not for real. You think just because somebody kissing you, even sleeping with you, don't mean that they love you. I mean, they're prostitutes. They sleep and get paid for sleeping with somebody and don't love them. Come on, y'all. So everybody kissing you, come on. Don't mean they loving you. Don't be deceived. Don't be betrayed. The Bible said, number one, Satan will be deception in this last hour. And a many people are being deceived. Yeah. Being deceived. Like I said, everybody kissing you. Some people sleeping with the enemy. I don't care how long you've been with a person. Sometimes you still don't know them. 20, 30, 40 years, men and women walking away from their marriage to say they love their spouse and they done had kids by them. And, you know, and because you want to go, you think the grass greener down the street and then the grass that's in your yard. Until you get over there and see your great, their grass is just a brown, more browner than yours was, instead of green. So a lot of people think the grass is greener on the other side. Leaving your husband, leaving your wife. If y'all go up there and read Alice Bailey, 10 points, New Ager, for years. There's things that's taking place in the school system, things that's taking place in people's home, their marriages. You know, you would see the 10 points that she was talking about, and they are here under that New Age, New World Order, where people are no longer being faithful in their marriage. That's what she wanted. That's what they quoted for this nation, or predicted for this nation. That you would just if you're married, don't just be faithful to your marriage. You know, if you get tired of them, just go on and get another one, and go on and get another, and go on and get another one. And children, and to take your place of authority over your children. Tell your children don't obey your parents. Call the police. Don't let them hit you. Don't let them talk to you in any kind of way. Just run away and do whatever you want to do. That's what they wanted. And that's what we have in our nation. Kids running away. Some we find and some we don't. Oh my God. Kill, steal, destroy. Those are the devil's goal. Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord have mercy. So come on. You, like I said, you be with somebody for 30 or 40 years and don't know them. Thank you, dude. And you find out you don't. People going to the altar, marrying people, strangers off the streets. They got shows like that. That you just don't know who you're going to marry until you get to the altar. This is sick. This is sick. To sleep with a stranger. Oh my God. People traveling from one side of the world to another by somebody you're talking to on the phone. They don't even know if it's the same person. What they call a catfish, something mess like that. Oh my God. America has let everything in. But this nation got bitter. Bitter for, didn't want prayer. Bitter. Didn't want the commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. Oh, no. You know? Honor your mother and father. Oh, no. Don't want none of that. Thou shalt not have no other gods before. None of that. Don't make no graven images. None of that. No, they don't want none of that. Don't want none of that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Bitterness. Get in your spirit, y'all. Ezekiel 3:14 says, so the spirit lifted me up and took me away. And I went in bitterness in the heat, meaning in your heart, in the heat of my spirit, your heart, in the heat of my spirit. But the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. You see, it grieves the Holy Spirit when you put in bitterness, y'all. When you get bitterness in your heart, it grieves the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30-22. Y'all get these scriptures and read them. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be what? Put away from you with all malice. And be kind one to another and tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Let it go, y'all. Let it go. This nation is bitter. Taking prayer out, praise out, worship out, everything. Your words can be bitter, y'all. Your words can be hurtful. Your word can destroy you. Power's in your tongue, y'all. Psalm 64:3. Come on. Who whipped their tongue like a sword and bend their bow to shoot their arrows, even bitter words. 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 Sharp words, y'all. They cut. Did you hear not hear it? Said a tongue is like a sword, cut and bend like a bull. It hurts. Come on, y'all. We need to pray. Pray. Come on, y'all. We need to be careful with our choices. Your choices of words. Be careful with your choices of words. Be prayerful with the choices of your word. Be careful with the choices of your word. Pray. Stop. Think about a pause before you say something or do something you'd be sorry for. This nation is where it is because of bitterness. Complaints can be bitter. Complaints can be bitter. Job, let's go to Job 23:2. Said, even today, let's see, James, listen, Job's 23:2. Job 23. Come on, y'all. Let's get in the word. Let's get back in the word. There's life in the word. The devil knows that. But see, he don't want you to have life. He wants you to have death. He wants you to choose death over life. The Bible said the wages of sin is death. Or the pay for sin is death, y'all. But the gift of God is eternal life. Who don't want eternal life with Christ? I want eternal life. Because sin is wickedness, y'all. Things people hiding. Oh my God. Job 24:2 said, some removed the landmark. Some removed the landmark. But the Bible told us don't remove the landmark. Don't remove your foundation. It said they violently take away the flock and feed thereof. And that's what these preachers are doing. They violently taking you away, taking the flock, God's people, away from truth. Oh my God. Oh my God. Verse 15 talks about men in darkness. It says, Job 24:13 said, they are of those that rebel against the light. When you rebel against God, he's the light of the world. When you rebel against God, you're in darkness. Because it says you rebel against the light. And Jesus is the light. And Satan is represent darkness. So if you're being the light, you're being God's word. You won't be rebellious against God. It said they know not the ways thereof, nor abideth in the path thereof. They're talking to a man that's walking in darkness, y'all. A man that's walking in darkness, the murder, it said in verse 14, the murderer rises with the light, killeth and poor and needy, and in the night is a thief. Said the eyes also of the adulterers waiteth for the twilight, saying, no eyes shall see me, and disguise his face. And that's what we got today. A lot of people are disguising themselves, coming as a sheep, but they raving wolves, y'all. Raving wolves. Oh my God, that's what we got today. Raving wolves, disguising themselves to be. These preachers today, they ain't saved. A lot of these preachers, pastors and stuff that y'all see up there joking and laughing and spinning on the Bible and walking on the Bible and kicking the Bible. Oh my God. Just, oh my God. No fear for God's word. Oh my God. Just doing anything. You got to be a better person than a mean person to do that. To do the stuff we see pouring syrup all over the Bible. Oh my God. Oh my God. Who has bewitched you? Who has put a spell over you? Oh foolish Galatian. Who? It takes a person to bewitch you away from truth. And a lot of these leaders have taken you away. T.D. Jakes up there with that false teaching, talking about there are many ways to God when the Bible said there is Jesus is the only way. Kenneth Copeland talking about God is a fire, is a failure, you know, and Creflo Dollar, all of them, mocking God's word, talking about he ain't going to heaven, be broke when he get there. Come on, you ain't going to need no money in heaven. See, they twisting up the word of God and got y'all saying in and everything, believing in and everything, believing a lie over God's truth. Read God's word, get back in the Bible, y'all. Bitterness came into these pastors and stuff. A lot of them won't even save anyway, just been churchgoers, just been raised up in the church all your life. You know, like some of these people that sing, the gospel singers, been singing in church all their life. Just because you're singing in God's house don't mean that you're saved. No, don't mean it to say, just like a car being in a garage, like having a car in a garage, y'all. Not a car, but having a mule in the garage don't make it a car. That's what I meant. You can have a mule in a garage, don't make it a car. Just trying to use an example here. It's just crazy. It's the stuff that we putting up with and believing today. It's a shame. It's a shame. People being taken away from truth, being taken away from God's word. Gifts are without repentance. You may have a gift to preach. You may have a gift to sing. You may have a gift. That don't mean it's God. If you ain't never asked Christ to come in your life, you just singing. Oh my God. Don't make it God. Don't mean that it destroys yokes. Without God, it ain't destroying nothing. Oh my God, bitterness. Job 23:2, I said. It says, then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter. My strokes is heavy than my groaning. Ain't that something? Tell you how the power of bitterness. Words can be bitter. Oh my God. Jeremiah 31:15 says, thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, and bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children, refused to be comfortable in her children because they were not. See, so Ramah, lamentation, and bitter weeping. And Rachel weeping for her child, refused to be comfortable in her children, into her children, because they were not. So you can't be bitter because somebody else is bitter. Rachel was, Ramah was bitterly weeping, but Rachel, she ain't gonna be bitter or not. She ain't gonna weep. Jeremiah 2:19 says, these are the results you get from bitterness. Jeremiah 2:19 says, thine own wickedness, your own wickedness, y'all, your own unrighteousness, come on, shall correct thee, thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Now, therefore, that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord. See, this is the results you get when bitterness comes. Your own wickedness shall correct thee, and the backslider shall reprove thee. Know therefore that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord. When bitterness come in, fear leaves. Ain't that something? You say the fear of the Lord. You won't fear God's word. When bitterness come in, you won't fear God's word. That's your own flesh. When bitterness comes in. And another example, you know, for a bitterness, a bitter person, like sometimes, I was thinking about, the Israelites. They lived in bitterness in Egypt before Moses took them out of the land of Egypt. They were bitter. They had been enslaved, y'all. They were bitter. Israelites was bitter. Let's read Exodus 1:14 says, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage. They was in slavery in Malta and in bricks and in all manner of service in the field. They was in the field working hard, and their services therein, they made them serve with rigorous. Come on, y'all. It was hard. Many people are bitter today, y'all. They're bitter. Not better, but bitter. And bitterness don't make you better, but forgiveness do. Hosea 12 and 14. Hope I'm not holding you long. I told you about 2-something when I started here. It says, Hosea 2 and 14 says, Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly. Therefore shall ye leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall the Lord return unto him. This is a bitter soul, y'all. People get so bitter in your soul. You don't be thinking about forgiveness. Get rid of the bitterness. God's word clears up everything. People are bitter in their soul. That's why they just doing in and everything, saying in and everything, going in and everywhere, just in and everything goes. But in and everything can't go on in the true church. When you really got Christ in your life, in your heart, you won't do in and everything. You'll forgive. And that's the thing, people don't want to forgive. They say, I forgive you, but I ain't going to forget it. Well, you ain't really forgiven. That don't mean that you got to go back and do the same thing with that person, but you got to release it. 1 Samuel 2 and 10 says, the adversary. Who's the adversary? The devil, the enemy, the adversary of the Lord. The devil is the adversary against God. Shall be broken into pieces out of heaven. Shall he thunder upon them. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. The Lord shall judge the end of the world. He's going to judge the end of this earth. God is going to judge this stuff. You got to let go and let God. And he's going to give the strength to his kings and exalt the horns of his anointed. That's what God would do. Thank you, Jesus. You may hate me. You may say, well, I get tired of her talking and I just can't stand the way she talk about women. We need to forgive and we got bitterness and we backslide and we all into this and our bloodline this and our bloodline that. I get tired of her. But the word of God say, the Lord shall judge the end of the earth. He's going to judge this world. The Bible says, a nation that forgives God shall be cast into hell. That's judgment, y'all. And this word right here saying, he shall give strength to his kings and exalt the horns of his anointed. He's going to exalt us in due time, due season. If we faint not, if you hold on to the horns of the altar, y'all. Yes. Hold on to Jesus. Nobody worth your soul. Nobody, nothing worth your soul. Mama, sister, brother, wife, nobody, husband, nobody, children, nobody's worth your soul. Everybody gonna leave here. It's appointed to man. Everybody. Appointed to man wants to die, and then judgment, y'all. It ain't over. When you die, judgment, y'all. Get rid of this bitter. You're bitter in your soul. You don't want to forgive. But you want God to forgive you, but you won't forgive others. The bitterness of your soul. Oh my God. The bitterness of your soul. Let's go to 1 Samuel 1 and 10. Let me tell you about this bitterness. Hannah. Let me tell you. Hannah was bitter because she couldn't have no children. But look at what the word of God say. When you turn bitterness into forgiveness and call on God and pray. Come on, y'all. Pray and pray and pray.
The Bible talks about Hannah was bitter in her soul. And she prayed unto God and she wept. And then she cried out. And she cried, the more she cried, the more she cried out to God. And prayed and prayed and prayed. He heard her. The scripture said, and she was in bitterness of the soul and prayed unto God and wept sore. And God, what? Answered her prayer. Come on, y'all. Get rid of the bitterness. God will answer your prayer. Maybe mad with your mama, mad with your sister, mad with your daughter, mad with your son. Come on. Let this stuff go. It's important that we love on one another. I mean, you hear one minute and go on the next. It used to be a time you said, hear today and go on tomorrow. Nope, hear today and go on today. Lord, have mercy. Hebrews 12, verses 14 and 15 says, look, see, bitterness take roots in our lives, and we got to let it go. Come on, y'all. It said, follow peace with all men. Come on, y'all. Red, yellow, black, or white. Oh, you know, the white man suppressing us. And oh, you know, the black man is this. And oh, you know, the Chinese man that. All these things. Come on. The Bible says follow peace with what? All men. I don't care what man it is. He said all men. And holiness without. Holiness without. That means being separated from the world. The world's way of doing things. From being unrighteous. But he wants to be holy. He said holiness without. If we don't be holy, it said no man. Just like it said up there, all men. Now it's saying no man. No man. I don't care what color you are, where you come from. No man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of grace of God. And rooted of bitterness. Come on. Springing up trouble. Trouble you. And defile. Thereby many be defiled. Come on, y'all. How can a person overcome bitterness? How? How can you overcome bitterness? Let's look at Psalms 86 and 7. How can I overcome, Sister Harris? How can I overcome? Psalms. Ready, church. How can I overcome? I want you to be ready. When Jesus comes, he's coming back for a ready church. How can we be ready? Psalms 86. Psalms 86. Psalms 86 and verse 7. 86 and verse 7. 86 and verse 7 says, is it 86? Oh, I'm on 8. I'm at 68. I'm at 86. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, help us to be your people, God. Help us to make heaven our home, God. Continue to stir our lives, stir our minds and our hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Psalms 86 and verse 7 says, in the day of my troubles, what? I will call upon thee. And thou will answer me. Come on, y'all. Let the bitterness go. The word of God said, in the day of my trouble. We've had some troubled days, y'all. Some of us still got some troubled days. It said, but in the days of my troubles. Can't hardly see here, women. In the days of my trouble. Words running together. Listen. Days of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So we need to call on God.
Verse 9 said, all nations whom has made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. That's what he wants us to do. Forgive. Pray, y'all. Pray. Pray, pray. Forgive. And live. Come on. Come on. Come on. Say, Lord, you may be a better person. Say, Lord, help me, Lord. You know? Because many things can happen in your life to bring bitterness in. You know? Talk to him. Lord, take this bitterness away from my heart. Got a lot of bitterness in there, Lord, that done came on the inside of me. Lord, help me, Jesus. Lord, I don't want to be this way. Come on, Lord Jesus. Save me. Change me. Forgive me. Heal me. Deliver me. Help me, Lord. Forgive me, Jesus, because I'm miserable. I'm miserable with all the stuff that I done dished out to others. It don't do it but make you miserable. Come on. I'm better, Lord. Bitterness solves nothing, y'all. Please help me, Jesus. Help me, heal me. Lord, I repent in my heart. Help me to always love others, even my enemies. People that hate me, Lord. I know there's a lot of people that hate me. I feel like Jeremiah. But I said, save my soul, Lord. I believe you came, you died, you rose again for me. For me. Just for me, Lord. For my sins, Lord. Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name for saving me. Cleanse me. Use me for your glory. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you stir hearts, stir minds, those that are bitter, oh God. And oh God, you can touch, you can reach where we can't, God. There's nothing too hard for you. We thank you for the listener, oh God. We pray that you stir their hearts in this last hour and draw people to you, God. You said no man cometh unto you except for the Spirit draweth him. Lord, draw people to you in this last hour. Help me to make a difference in somebody's life, God. Help me to be a light in the midst of darkness. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for changing my life. Thank you for keeping me. Oh God, touch this nation, the sin-sick nation. You say, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, you will hear from heaven, heal the land, and forgive them of their sin. And we thank you for it on tonight, on this morning. And we thank you that the devil is defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Ready, church.
Lord, you should know I've tried it on my own. Put my faith in me. The truth came to be, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. And I'm sure you can tell that I ain't been well. Away from your presence, getting lost, getting desperate. I need you. Lord, I need you.
And living on my own, and everything's going wrong.
gimmicks, no strings. Yeah. Doing my part, you can have all of me.